You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Bidvest Bank Business International Payments. Navigating the world of international and online payments in the digital age that we live in can be exceptionally difficult. This is why it's important to make sure that you have the correct support systems in place, especially if you are looking to engage in these sorts of transactions. I'm joined on the line by the Executive Head for Personal and Business Banking at Bidvest Bank, Herman Sambo, to take a look at this and see what you make of it. Herman, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the role that international payments play in an economy. South Africa finds itself in a position where we have to deal with international counterparts, whether it's for importing, exporting, or just trade relationships. Let's start with the importance of having a functional and dedicated payment system for this type of economy.
Yeah, no, thanks, Jimmy. And thank you. And thanks for having me. And good evening to your listeners. I think you're asking such a very important question, but I think it's quite important for me before I respond to that, just to indicate and acknowledge Bidvest Bank's inherent history in enabling the South African corporate market with the ability to process these international payments on a global scale. And I think in our view is that we regard international payment as a financial transaction that is conducted between two parties, as you alluded to, and also within different countries, servicing essential infrastructure on a global commerce and also from an investment, and also to enhance the economic development. I do think, Jimmy, that we're all aware around the current G20 summit that's taking place in our shores, in our country, which is such an important thing to obviously participate and be able to create space where we create an ability to be able to facilitate some of this specialized and promote economic growth. And also the other thing for us, Jimmy, is that we're enhancing the market connectivity. In doing so, we are also fostering the financial inclusion on a global scale. And I think for me, the biggest thing, just on your question around the importance of this economy, it is the ability to be able to move money across borders efficiently, secure, and also not to forget the convenience that it has as well. So we know that cross-border is such an important thing. And the study says, Jimmy, that we probably in the South African context, we do see a cross-border payments of about 2.5 billion USDs in a specific and fiscal as well. So that's basically the importance of this.
Herman, I want to take a look at the transactions themselves. I mean, anyone that has done foreign exchange transactions or forex transactions, as they're more commonly referred to, knows that depending on when you do the transaction, how you do the transaction, the timings, there's so many other factors, things like the rates that you're going to get. You could end up with a transaction you're exceptionally happy with or a transaction that you're not really very pleased with, especially if you are very sensitive to things like margins and spreads. How does Bidvest Bank approach this? Because as a bank, as you said, that has serviced markets for as long as you have, I'm sure you've seen how this can affect a business.
100%, and that's highly correct. And I think it's important for us to obviously say that Bidvest Bank is changing how banking has been done. We're bringing about innovation. We're bringing about financial solutions that are probably going to obviously create a customized offering to our clients. And how we're doing that, Jimmy, is that we are making payments and also receiving of international payments within the Bidvest web-enabled system, which we call it's a global payments online system. It's our trademark platform that creates a competitive forex exchange at a fixed margin where a client has the ability to be able to fix their rate for a full year, Jimmy, with a flat transaction and also with no hidden cost. And I think it's important to also just highlight that SMEs and a lot of corporates are wary of the word that we call fee-free international payments, but then you have some surprises at some point with some costs mushrooming from Norway. And we are saying that we truly want to be transparent. We truly want to ensure that as you facilitate that payment, you are able to predict it, because we've also created a calculator that gives you the ability to know how much you're going to be charged and how much is going to, obviously the profits that you're going to make from that particular transaction. thing. So these are things that we've created from Bidvest to create that transparency and the predictability in how you'd facilitate your payments.
I can think of a couple of businesses that if you had told them could fix their Rand exposure at 16 Rand 95 for an entire year would be jumping at that opportunity. It certainly is quite the value proposition. Herman, how do you then see the world of online payments shaping up? I mean, we've got some digital entrants coming into the space. We've got some offshore providers coming into South Africa saying, we have an international platform. We can service your South African market. But you as South African businesses obviously have the edge of the fact that you're a registered South African bank. How do you see the space shaping up, and how do you think you guys will fare?
No, look, I think it's a great question. I must also give you some practical example. I do think banks in South Africa need to open up to partnering with some of these fintechs that are coming through, whether be it local or international fintechs. I think it's important that as banks, we work together with this particular fintechs because they have the agility and the ability to be able to move and transact some of these transactions. And I think in our environment, we are very prone to partner with quite a lot of fintechs in creating the digital space and enabling that there's convenience. What clients are really looking for, Jimmy, is the ability to be able to say, is my money safe? Has my money gone through? Is it on time? Is it real time? So the space that we are seeing and that we are playing in from a Bidvest perspective is that digital is taking shape and form, and we are participating in that environment. And it's on a global scale. I must just say that the inflows and the outflows from a currency perspective, this is where the economy is really going to grow. And we are seeing that from our end. And hence, we've created platforms such as Global Payments Online, trademarked in South Africa, to be able to participate and play in the digital space.
If you're not continuing to innovate, you might just get left behind in this digital age that we live in. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Executive Head of Personal and Business Banking at Bidvest Bank, Herman Sambo, for joining us to take a look at Bidvest's business proposition for international payments and how it is that they're changing the landscape. This interview was brought to you by Bidvest Bank, Business International Payments.
When business challenges rise, so do we. Because yahey kuningi. Luckily, Bidvest Bank is a bank built out of business. So, customizable services come naturally. And once we get to know you, your ambitions, and the seasons of your business, we can tailor the efficiencies and solutions that help turn your income into the outcome your business needs. Visit bidvestbank.co.za to learn more. Bidvest Bank, banking built for your business. An authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.